Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free to 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it is Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
And you can, again, interact with the website. You can actually create the content over at freetalklive.com. If you find something online you think is pretty useful, interesting, funny, good, you know, good content, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head over there, get interactive. So Derek J with us here tonight, as always on a Tuesday night. Always good to have you.
And good to be here.
You had a little adventure in activism today, and I figure I haven't heard many details about it because I wasn't able to make it. So what did you go and do?
Let me fill you in. Today, some Shire activists and I went to the Keene Police Department and also the Keene District Court to contest some parking tickets. We were asking for our day in court. Some Keene City bureaucrats have delivered some love notes to the Shire activists, saying that they've committed an offense of parking or traffic violations. And,
how dare you go downtown to do business or something like that.
Right. So now, apparently, they think I owe them money. And they think some other people owe them money, too. So
because you contracted with them. I mean, you signed an agreement with the city of Keene saying that you would obey every single one of their arbitrary and capricious rules that the city council passed. You did that when you moved here, right?
I don't remember doing exactly that. Maybe I missed a step. They didn't tell me that I had to do any of this.
You know, they didn't tell me that either, and I bought a darn house here. They didn't tell me that when I bought the house.
Gosh, well, I don't know when I get my rule book, but these bureaucrats have this system where I can get justice by going to court. So I thought it would be
think this is the important part. And I don't think that the $5 or whatever their parking tickets are is the important part here, because I think that a landowner could put a sign up and say that, this is the rules as far as parking goes on my property, and the city of Keene will claim that land. Now, I don't think that they got the land initially through just means, whether they used, eminent domain, the threat of eminent domain, or just took it from some Indian folks. Or some people who, lost in an election somewhere or something like that. You know, I don't think that those are fair ways to have gotten the land, but they did get it 300 years ago. And so, in a lot of cases. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's a legitimate way to run parking. I suspect in a marketplace that it will lose out, and I think it is losing out in a lot of ways. I think the businesses on Main Street often lose customers to businesses around town that have free parking. I think it happens all the time, and I don't think the city is held liable for it because, well, what are you going to do?
They don't care about what happens to
your
business.
But I think that what's important here is that they have this silly thing called just like this judicial system where you can take a $5 parking ticket to court and cost them, because I did this yesterday. You're doing it today. I did it yesterday. And
I've done it twice. I've actually gone to court twice. You've yet to actually get into a courtroom on a parking ticket.
Right. They just
drop your charges?
They won't process it. But the very fact that I stood in front of a judge and like three lawyers and a couple of bailiffs probably got me my $5 back at this point just in judicial costs. And
But they're getting paid anyway, though. I mean, those guys are all on salary.
Yeah, but they would be done one person further, sooner. They don't want to do the work.
They don't want to do the work. Right. So you went in today, not alone, mind you. This is one of the more interesting aspects about what's happening now, because, like, up until today, it was pretty much if somebody had a parking ticket, I did it here in Keene and I've done it in Concord, somebody would go into the police department and, maybe like one person would come with them with a video camera to record it, but it's usually boring footage. So it's not like you'd record it just for the sake of recording it, but not put it online because who really wants to watch that? And you put in for the trial, they try to talk you out of it, you refuse to be talked out of it, and they schedule the trial date and you go to trial. But it's usually just the one person. Now you have this And think about the psychological effect it's going to have on the government bureaucrats. You've got three people who are coming in. Actually, it was like four or five people that had different parking issues, or not parking,
That's
but
right.
traffic issues, for a variety of traffic issues. But three people had parking tickets that they went in and they indicated they were going to challenge. They all did it at the same time. You had probably at least one camera, maybe more than one?
We had three cameras
today. Cameras. How many activists total came into
five.
This? Five total activists coming into the police department, all of them intending to challenge whatever tickets that they'd received. Just think for a moment about the psychological aspect of this, because before, it's just been one person coming in here and there, and now all of a sudden you've got five people at the same time coming in to challenge these tickets. What do you think is going through those bureaucrats' heads?
Anger, like red hot, seething anger. And I suspect if you want a prediction on what's going to happen here, because I've thought about this, when my wife goes away, I will actually have the vehicle that's in my name, which means that I will then. It's very difficult right now because my wife drives a vehicle that's in my name, and I drive a vehicle that's in her name. So therefore, when she gets a ticket, I can legitimately say, hey, I didn't park that thing there.
It
doesn't matter to them, but you know, we'll see. At the same time, when I park someplace and get a ticket, and I'm much more likely to because I'm forgetful and things, you know, I don't feed the meter, or if I forget to come back or whatever, then she's like, no, we're not fighting. You know, I am not going to go in and go to the police station and take time out of my day for $5. My day is worth more than that.
That's how they get you.
Yeah,
that's how they get you.
That's what they want to do.
It is worth more than that. My day is worth more than the $5 I spent coming into court and doing all these things.
But the principle is another thing.
Right. I mean, I'm just interested in justice, and the way they tell me I get justice is to have this court hearing where the judge will be impartial and hear one side from the state, his employer,
right.
And he'll hear one side from me, and I would like to, you know, just make the prosecutor go through the motions of proving that it was me who drove the car, or it was me who parked there, or it was
or
me
whatever
who obligated.
They have to prove.
Prove to me that I committed some offense, and that will be worth the $5 to me. And, you know, so all told, there were about $200 in fines that the activists brought in today.
Okay.
I think considering, you know, looking up case files, making copies, assembling them and shipping them, hiring a prosecutor and a judge, secretaries, clerks, scheduling
right.
a block of time, and then getting a meter maid who would be out ticketing people or collecting revenue to appear as a witness rather than doing their job, it's all a big win.
Right.
For $5.
If she's sitting in a courtroom yeah. and not handing out tickets, that's a win.
So this is where my prediction comes in. Keene will adopt the it costs money to take a ticket to trial system that so many other places around the country.
You mean court costs?
Court costs.
That would have to be legislative, wouldn't it?
As I understand, Dover, New Hampshire does it.
Oh, yeah, you might be right. The courts might just be able to set their own fees.
Okay. Well, I mean, that just looks bad in the court of public opinion, I'd say. And about your mention of how there were only a few activists doing it, just one camera and one activist going in before, and you said, who wants to watch that? Well, I was watching those, and now there are going to be more people because there will be a video out tomorrow of these five activists going to take this to court.
Well, my point was it's only... To me, at least, it's only interesting if they balk at it or they do something interesting on the footage. If you just go into the police department, you know, you press the button, you
right.
wait, you wait, and then they come to you and you say, I want to challenge this ticket, and they're like, okay, here's your court date. That's not the most interesting footage. But if they freak out or they have a problem or they start getting uppity, then it's interesting. It's worth publishing. So,
well, they definitely had a problem with all the cameras.
Oh, good.
We were asked several times to turn the cameras off.
And I presume you did not.
Of course not.
Right.
And she asked me while I wasn't even recording at the time, and she was like, oh, stop filming me. And I'm not recording you. You have to talk to the people with cameras. How hard is it to realize who's filming here?
You must have looked like you were in charge.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, this is interesting, Mark. You mentioned they do something different in another court in New Hampshire where they charge people court costs for challenging things.
So I've heard.
I'd like to hear more about that because
that's
interesting news to me. Because obviously that's going to change how things get played. But, you know, the rules do tend to change over time with these courts, and you're right, they do try to slime their way out of different things. But there is a little bit of good news regarding the camera restrictions up here in New Hampshire, as I understand it. And I think that the courts are getting a little intimidated with the upcoming Supreme Court hearing on cameras. Recording in courts has become a real issue up here. More coming up, 855-453. You can share your thoughts, bring up whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
on DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You move back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards, including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of the difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
Why didn't you tell me about it? You have a kid and a wife.
Go to yearlymovie.com. That's yearlymovie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yearlymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yearlymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those. And if you want to help support the show, you can do that too by learning how to promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find web graphics, banners, high-resolution graphics from which you can make your own graphics and flyers and such. You've got flyers you can download. You can make your own, of course, and even free bumper stickers for you. Head on over to promote.freetalklive.com.
We've been talking about Bitcoin here on the air for quite some time, but for some people, obtaining them has been a little tricky. until now. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. They also have a complete bullion store where you can buy gold and silver privately with bitcoins. If you're totally clueless about what the Bitcoin currency, they've got 24-hour customer service. You can visit their site and click on the live support link at the top. You see Crypto Exchange's banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Again, it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Click on the banner there.
So we've got some somewhat good activism news and some exciting stuff coming up later this week with Brad Jardis going to be challenging what is supposed to be a ban on weapons at college campuses across the state of New Hampshire, which, of course, is probably something that happens in a lot of different places. But the difference being that here, they're not supposed to be able to do that. Like, there's a RSA or whatever the state statute that says that if you're a political jurisdiction or political subsidiary or something like that, that you can't be regulating people's right to bear firearms. And this is New Hampshire.
That's right.
People carry around guns openly here, and it's no problem. This is not New York State. And so that should be interesting. We can talk more about some of the court developments that I think are pretty good news here in a little bit. But let's go to your calls and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Daniel's in Seattle, Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Daniel.
Hi, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
It's nice to talk to you guys, especially Derek. I'm a fan, and that's not some kind of gay slang either.
I'm a fan of Derek's, too.
Me too. And I'm excited to hear how the parking ticket situation goes. But I called to talk about the last few days. You guys have been kind of going on and off the topic of, like, suicide and that kind of thing, and whether it's appropriate to for a libertarian to just be perfectly okay with suicide. And I want to suggest a corollary to the non-aggression principle that would help, I think, in this situation and others. In dealing with the use of force.
Mm-hmm.
And before I do that, I can think of several situations where the non-aggression principle seems to break down. Like, for instance, if you've got a small child whose diaper needs to be changed and isn't interested in having it changed, it seems to me that I would be justified if it's my child in restraining this child to change the diaper, because I understand it would get a rash if I didn't change the diaper.
I agree with this. I've used these examples before, and some people would claim that this is not the case because what you're doing is you're trying to help that child. You're trying to do it for health reasons, in the same way that you might push a person out of the path of a bus. However,
right. And I understand that, but nevertheless, you're using force against their will.
Right, and in this case,
I might have wanted to stand in front of that bus.
Right. Well, the bus isn't the best example, because when you stand in front of a bus, you will cause the bus damage. So if you intentionally say, "I intend to kill myself," and I'm going to stand in front of a bus, you're aggressing against the bus company or the bus owner. And
I see that.
So that's a problem. So if you're saying that you're somehow preventing somebody from jumping off of a cliff, it's one thing to prevent them for a moment from doing it. It's another thing entirely to put them in a cage so they won't do it.
Right.
And so this is the sort of the thought process that goes into it. My son does not want to take the time for diaper changes in any way, shape, or form. He doesn't have
the
time for it.
He's got better things to do.
He has stuff to do, absolutely. And so, therefore, every single time that I do it, it is an aggression. Now, he doesn't care whether he gets a rash on his bum, and as I understand, that's what's going to happen. He doesn't care about that. He doesn't care about the results. And so, to me, as a parent, I've got to make the tough decision. Do I want to use aggression in order to preserve the health of my son or not? That's what I've got to do.
I don't know.
So let me give you some more examples here.
Okay.
Similar situations. Like when someone, for instance, is mentally ill and is acting maybe violently toward themselves because they didn't take medication, you might feel justified in restraining them against their will. Or when someone's high and acting violently toward themselves. Or that kind of thing, or maybe suicidal, but that's kind of...
It happens a lot, and in many cases, there are some very questionable circumstances that surround people being interned against their will.
Yes, so the corollary that I think is when a person doesn't understand the likely consequences of their actions, and if you have good reason to believe that you do understand the likely consequences of their actions, and also that you have good reason to believe that you know how they would act if they did understand, and if you act in that interest, then you're justified in using force against someone.
I think you're sort of like becoming that other person. You're just putting your head in there.
I don't know. It's hard to say you're justified in doing it, but I think that it could be okay if you're right. It's a risk, yeah, I think, yeah, that you're taking. Exactly. And I think that the risk you're taking is, okay, if I help this person who's, let's say it's, you know, like a mental instability or something like that, they haven't taken their medication. If I help this person who's, like, trying to kill themselves or hurt themselves, slash their wrists or whatever it is they're doing, when they come down or when they get on their medication or when they become themselves as you know them or whatever, then will they appreciate your assistance? If they do, you don't have an issue. If they don't, I think you should be at full liability for your actions. If you stop someone from doing something they wanted to do and they had made the choice to do consciously to do those things, and they can say afterwards, hey, I wanted to slice my wrists open. You know, how dare you stop me from doing that? Then I think you're fully liable for that. Whatever that liability might be, like to cover their hospital. You took them to the hospital? Well, guess what? You get to pay the hospital bill.
And that's why it's important to have good reason to believe that you're acting in their interest. And that's why it's not justifiable for
that
government agents.
Sounds totally fair to me,
Dan. They don't have any reason. Okay.
Good call, man. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it. Have a good evening.
Appreciate hearing from you, Daniel, at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything. Howard's in Philly. Howard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Howard?
I want to touch base on you. Like, I had a couple thoughts. Like, I tried to call in last night. You were talking about the Postal Service. I had, like, a great story.
We were talking about what? I'm sorry.
You guys last night were talking about the Postal Service.
Oh, yeah, the Postal Service is cutting back service starting in January. Things are going to be going a lot slower.
Yeah, and I lived in Maui, and, like, it was funny because I had a great story because I'm from Philadelphia area, and it's awful here. Like, you'll wait in line forever, but I lived in Maui for years because my dad's from there, and I went to help my grandparents. But, like, you go to Maui, and you go to the post office to try to get anything done, it's like 10 people in front of you is like, they walk in line and they're like, hey, uncle, like, Maui's a small island. Like, everybody knows each other. You're not going to get your thing mailed for a long time. But really, tonight, while I'm calling, is like, I'm conflicted about this issue about this guy, Scott, because, you know, it's like
Scott,
waiting on my mom more than I wanted to. Because
Scott the bigot?
Yeah, Scott the bigot.
He's a regular caller to this show. I'll tell you what, if you have something to say about Scott, we'll bring him back here in a moment here. 1-855-450-FREE. The question last night, a caller called in to suggest that maybe Scott wasn't real. And
Scott was on the line.
So you heard that part? Yeah, Scott had been on hold throughout the entire show because, well, he's a chronic caller, and that's just how he gets treated. And so I brought him on the line, and I think the guy's real. So we'll see what Howard thinks here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's sealane.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. The number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the house. So do enjoy those. Those other talk shows want to charge you for their sites. We give you stuff like the listening options. You can tune in via broadband or dial-up stream. And the webcam, when we remember to fix the audio problems that sometimes crop up. The problem with the webcam, some people who might watch it from time to time and notice that it goes down, is just it's a free service from Livestream, and you know, you get what you pay for. So sometimes it just the software crashes and then we turn it back on, but it's got a bug in it that makes it so that the audio doesn't always default to, never actually defaults to the correct channel, and so it's a hassle. But we do our best, and it's there, and it's free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can also get us on over 100 radio stations from coast to coast at various times throughout the week. And, of course, those guys are always working. And the satellite signals are always working as well over get the details over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Do you not have enough time to read books anymore?
Yes.
Right. I don't know. Who doesn't answer?
No, I don't.
Do you not have, yes. Well, what a, yes.
Do you? Yes, I do not.
Yes, I do not have time to read books any longer. Audiobooks are a great way to get in that reading that you want to do without carving time out of your day to sit down and read a book. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. Business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, and everything else. It's fast, easy, and affordable. I listen to audiobooks all the time and have downloaded Audible. They make it easy for me. You can get a free gold membership and a download. It's all included. I guess a download's part of the gold membership. All you have to do is go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. FTL, and you'll get a free download. You can go there and get Confessions of an Economic Hitman. That's one that I've been wanting to read, and I'm interested in getting it.
Excellent.
So it's got 4 stars there at audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, so let's go back to Howard. He's listening in Philly. Howard, you're back on Free Talk Live. You have some comments on a particularly frequent and unfortunately frequent caller to this show, Scott the Bigot, who calls in from time to time spout off his hatred about Jews and everyone else that's not white Christian males. So what were your thoughts on him that you wanted to share?
Yeah, guys. I mean, Ian, I know that, you know, you're a radio guy, and that's what you do.
Hello? Drop the phone?
That's what it sounds like.
Sorry, Sagami.
Did you drop the phone?
Yeah, sorry.
That's
what
right.
you do is you provide good radio, and the thing is this guy is like, you know, he's hateful, and he's very mentally unstable. Views aren't good, and I know it's entertaining to a lot of people. And, you know, I just feel, you know, I don't know how to feel about it, because I know you're, like, trying to show this side of this guy that how, like, his attitude is just so wrong, but I don't think it's getting through to him. And I just
I don't care if I get through to Scott.
But to me, as a listener, it's getting really old to me.
Yeah.
And like, his hate will kill him. Like, he's not a well man. Like, this guy has got problems. And like,
Scott doesn't get on all the time. Sometimes he waits on hold through the whole show, so he doesn't always get on.
It's
You know, this is an open phone show, and people can call in about whatever they want, and that does tend to attract certain types of individuals. And, you know, if more people, you know, are participating, it's more difficult for Scott the Bigot to get through.
Yeah, that's
right.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ian,
but I just wanted to say, like, I know a lot of people do find this guy entertaining.
Yeah.
He's a human being, and I hesitate to just say, like, to be that way, just say, like, he doesn't matter, and his voice is, because obviously he is a person, he has, like, feelings. And, like,
well, no, I didn't
I
say he didn't matter. I didn't mean to say that he didn't matter. I mean, I would love for Scott the Bigot to leave his mom's house and actually go out and meet some people, you know, meet some gay folk, meet some blacks, some, you know, Hispanics, some of the people that he hates, meet some Jewish people, and actually, you know, connect with the world. And we've tried to encourage him in those ways over the years, as he's called the program. But he, you know, he hasn't changed that I can tell. So
I know. You keep trying. For some reason, you keep having them on the show, and like,
okay, I explained that it's an open phone show. You get that, right?
I know.
You understand what that means?
No, I'm not holding that against you. What I'm saying is, just like,
you want me to ban someone from an open phone show?
No, he said no. Let him speak.
I wonder, Ian, because he has like such views that to like. Everybody must seem like so weird, and you're showing him in this light, but he doesn't get it. And then it's not to the point to me that, like, it's not fun to listen to anymore. Like,
okay. Well, turn it off.
But no, I'm not saying. I'm just expressing my point. Like,
Howard, I think I do hear that. I mean, he is entertaining, but definitely mentally unstable. And so I hear what you're saying. I would like to show Scott to get a little more love when he's on.
Do you feel like some compassion, like, or just like...
I want to show him some love.
You don't think we've been compassionate towards Scott? I mean, how long have you been listening to this show?
4 years or more, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, we did. In the past, we had him, like, half converted, and then he, you know, sort of sprung back on us.
I don't know whether he was
lying or not.
Yeah, I think maybe you're doing the right thing, and I'm being impatient. That's what I'm saying. I feel bad that I feel like... that I don't like him, but I don't know. Maybe you're doing
well,
the right
thing. Well, he's very easy to
dislike.
He's very easy to dislike. He likes to wear his, you know, we've tried to have conversations with Scott where I purposely try to keep him away from going down the road of hate, but usually within the first two or three sentences of him speaking, he gets the Jews this and the Jews that.
I know,
and
you don't hide it either, but you keep having him, so it's just, like, weird to me. Like, but, yeah, like you say, that's your show.
But he
you
keeps
have
calling in.
Call.
Right, so now you're on the air, and you're complaining, and that's fine, that's valid,
no,
you know, your complaints...
Don't take it, I just,
It's just I'm saying how I
Your
feel.
Your complaints
I
are valid.
Feel.
See, this is like talk. Here's what talk radio is. The callers are the songs of talk radio, and the talk radio consultants will tell you that if you have regulars on your show, that's a bad thing. It sounds like your show is very small. It sounds like the show is, you know, kind of insulated. You know, you get the same people on. However, on the other hand, some people really like the regulars. And so
no,
it's like
I
you
do.
Know playing
I
the
mean,
same.
I'm not saying. Ian,
it's
I
like playing the same
thinking.
Led Zeppelin song over and over again on the rock station. Yeah, it's true. People say they want to hear new music, or they say they want to hear the deep cuts, but when you actually do the scientific testing and you ask people what they want to hear the hits. And you're saying
radio,
you don't think
yeah.
he's a hit. Some people might disagree with you. We've had people call in over the years that some people have said they liked and some people don't
no,
like him.
A lot of people like Scott, yeah. They appreciate
well, I don't think they like him. I think they probably love to hate Scott is my guess.
You know, they when I used to listen to pop radio, I remember being a this was before I was in the radio industry, you know, I'd listen to the song, and I really hated Little Pink Houses by John Mellencamp. It used to be John Cougar Mellencamp, but that term went out of style.
Poor old Mark, I know.
And you know, I hated it, but I would actually listen through the song. Sometimes I'd make funny noises while it was on, and Scott doesn't last any longer than one of those songs does.
Usually he doesn't last very long. It's very rare that we'll hold him through a break
only
or
if we've
like
really
that.
Got him beat only if we're really
hey.
Beating him up.
Yeah. So
hey,
there you go, Howard.
Let me
Thank
just
you.
Say, Ian, before you cut me off, I appreciate your show so much. And don't take this as like I'm giving you crap. It's just I wanted to just
well,
say
I understand.
How
you,
I felt
you care,
about
you
it.
Care yeah. enough, and you cared enough to show
I'm
your concern.
Fan.
And I appreciate that. So thanks, Howard. I appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks, Howard.
So Free Talk Live, you know, over the years has had different kind of phases. I mean, when we were a local show, you know, you're more likely to hear from the same folks when you're a local show, for instance, just because you only have that one audience. Mm-hmm. When we started in syndication, we had probably even fewer listeners out the gate than we did when we were a local show. And so, you know, you kind of got certain folks that would call in from time to time. And a lot of people remember many of them very, very fondly. Paula in Florida is a classic caller to Free Talk Live. We haven't heard from her in a couple years. And rumor has it that's because she had some sort of a stroke or some kind of a health issue, which is terrible if that's,
yeah.
if that's true. But some people look back on those calls and they loved them. But I can understand why it could seem repetitive to some people.
Sure.
1-855-450-FREE, but it's talk radio and it's open phone, so you call in about what you want.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want.
You can even call and complain. 855-450-FREE.
That's customer feedback is important.
SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can bring up anything here. It is Ian with you.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can go and get signed up for news updates. You can sign up via email, Twitter, or Facebook at news.freetalklive.com. And Facebook is probably the most popular way that people are signing up for updates, and for good reason. It's because that's where we're doing the giveaways. So if you want to get a chance at winning some of the... you're shaking your head, Mark. You are still doing giveaways.
It's not in that stack
of stuff.
I don't have too many live reads. I mean,
I gotcha.
You're doing it as a promo now, not a live read.
Whatever. Anyway, so that's behind the scenes. So we're doing these giveaways, or Mark, you're doing them, and you're doing a great job. You're really putting some cool gifts into people's hands for the holiday season.
That's correct.
Everything from Vaporsmith's vaporizers, the e-cigarette, to magazines from Ruger.
Yes, they're BX25 magazines,
that's right, yeah.
All kinds of Brototax from
movies like documentary Guns and Weed. Yeardley the movie is a fictional film.
Liberty Stickers from libertystickers.com.
Yeah, so you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com, click the like button there at the top of the page, and then when you spot a contest coming up, you can follow the rules and enter it.
Yeah, there might be one that has just ended, and I'm going to put one up again soon. Recently, I acquired a 50 caliber air rifle that can bring down a deer. It's called the Dragon Claw, and it's awesome. I've put a whole bunch of rounds through it in the past few weeks, and my friends have done that too, and they enjoy it. It's a powerful rifle, but it isn't a firearm. You can buy it online, have it shipped to you with no trouble from the government, PyramidAir.com. They're purveyors of this rifle. They also sell small bore, big bore air guns suitable for medium, large game. Their experts can help you find the air gun that'll fit your needs right over the phone. They did it with me. You can get 10% off or free shipping, whichever is more, with coupon code FTL11. Go now and view the amazing Dragon Claw at airgun.freetalklive.com. Then feel free to peruse the site. See the amazing air guns and accessories they've got over there. It's airgun.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Tim, listening to WEGP out in Presque Isle, Maine. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just wondering what you guys thought about the political correctness situation that's sweeping the country.
What do you mean?
Just for instance, how the attack on Christmas in general seems to be the minority.
Now, when you say the attack on Christmas, can you tell me a little more about what that is?
Just trying to remove it from the public arena in all aspects.
Christmas?
Christmas, yeah.
Wait, I don't know about
don't they
you,
run but, commercials for that?
I don't know about you, but every time I go into a department store, anytime around Halloween, there's Christmas stuff all over the place. So can you give me examples of what you're talking about?
There was just recently a governor that decided that he was going to rename the state's Christmas tree the holiday tree. Did you hear that?
No. Okay. Do you think this is a growing trend? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Has that happened in your town?
No, actually, we're far enough outside mainstream where the tradition still holds strong.
Okay, so
I guess I kind of wonder about this. I mean, for instance, if you were a tax-paying, say, Jew or Muslim, I had a friend whose family was a pretty conservative. I have a friend whose family's pretty conservative Jewish, and his mother. One time, I mentioned Christmas, and she's like, "Oh, I don't celebrate Christmas. I'm Jewish." And you know, okay, I guess that's legitimate. That's how life is, in for them, it's not that it wasn't that way in my life, but. You can see how somebody like that might say to themselves, Christmas tree. Oh, great. I'm glad that they're paying my tax dollars to put up a Christmas tree when I don't celebrate Christmas. They're putting it right there on the lawn where I pay taxes. And, I mean, I kind of see that. I mean, now, political correctness in general, I see pluses and minuses too. But when we're talking about sort of the war on Christmas, it feels like all the commercials that are happening at this time of year have snow, jingle bells, talking snowmen, and the whole thing. And that the war on Christmas isn't a war on Christmas at all. I mean, you know, if they want to call it holidays, I suppose. I mean, I'm a Quaker. That's my religion. I could just as easily say, you know, God says that one day isn't better than another, and you people celebrating Christmas don't love Jesus. You know, I mean, because that's the tradition of my my religion.
I always thought it was a problem, you know, since you brought this up, Tim, when principals or public schools put up a Christmas tree. I mean, I was raised a Christian, celebrated Christmas, but I didn't like seeing those sort of things around the school. And then with...
you actually grew up in a church, right?
Yeah, I did.
Like literally living on a church property.
I lived in a church, right. So... But I still didn't like to see the Christmas tree or the Chrismahata Kwanzaa stuff that would go up.
Why?
I don't like to see that it looked like it was obligatory. Like, I kind of see what Tim is saying when people in the political realm want to celebrate holidays, but they aren't really allowed. They just kind of go crazy with, like, well, I'll just throw a bone to everybody. And it just seems not genuine.
Okay,
and
so Tim, here's a question. Do you feel like, what do you feel like is the best situation? Should, if you've got a government, and we do, we've got people calling themselves government that are forcing their edicts on all of us at all times. And so we've got this situation. How should they behave? Should they allow, some sort of a decoration by every single religion that's in any given area?
Absolutely, yes. I think it should be an act of tolerance, and I think that anybody that wants their belief to be observed should be able to have it voiced in the public arena.
So it's okay to have like a Satanist display on, like right next to the Christmas
tree? You know the Satanists are going to do this crap, right? Like somebody's going to claim to be a Satanist and put a crucified baby up there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's their right. This is America, right?
Okay.
What's going to happen just like every time is that the public's going to mock it when they see
yes,
it.
Yes, they will.
That's just the way it always is.
Now, what about this one, though? I mean, so there's a problem here for Jehovah's Witnesses. They don't celebrate holidays at all. Mm-hmm. I think Seventh-day Adventists, that's a guess of mine. I know Quakers don't, and atheists.
So you're saying the majority has to suffer to satisfy.
I'm just
minority.
Asking you when you're talking about putting all these little things up. There are people that don't celebrate holidays at all.
Well, they wouldn't put anything up, right?
Well, the question would be: should the government be using their tax dollars? My tax dollars going to put things up?
Well, they could put something up. The atheists could put a display up, right?
The atheists could. Well, what about the Quakers who don't celebrate days?
That would definitely depend upon the local taxpayers and what they believed as a collective.
Oh, so you think that the majority of people should be able to tell the minority of people to take a long walk off a short pier?
Well, no, I heard him say that he thought everyone... Wait, no. Don't put words in his mouth.
What I'm telling you is...
I heard
that there's... Wait a second. It doesn't matter if everybody gets to put up a display when some people don't want to put up displays. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I don't want any of my tax dollars going to any of your lit up crescents or menorahs or whatever.
It's just going to be on a an open plot of land. I mean, the tax dollars aren't paying for anything extra, right?
Yeah, they're paying for extra decoration.
Take Caribou, Maine, for instance, fellas. You come down Main Street in Caribou, Maine, the taxpayers have funded on each telephone pole going down Main Street a nice lantern-type holiday display.
Those
are
pretty.
It's not associated with Christmas. It's not associated with anything but the holidays in general.
Yeah,
everybody loves it.
Why not keep it up all year?
Yeah, I've got to say, I like lights. There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, I wonder about the people. See, this is the problem with the public sector at all. Somebody always doesn't like something. Mm. And I wonder whether those people should be able to be forced to pay.
No, of course not. They should be able to opt out.
They should be able to opt out.
That's where should be not paying taxes. The irony of the situation is that it does seem to be reverse discrimination. Of the minority against the majority.
What do you mean reverse discrimination?
The majority opts to have it one way, and the minority opts to have it another way, and political correctness always sides with the minority in that situation, regardless of what it is.
Well, it seems to me like the Christians tend to get their way on a lot of things.
But the Christians don't even want the same thing. I can tell you, some Christians want a baby Jesus, Mary, and Joseph with a star on each one of those streetlights.
Yeah.
Whereas some Christians just want a Christmas tree. Some Christians want the beautiful lantern thing that you're talking about. And I like these decorations. Don't get me wrong. I find them attractive. So actually, it's just some politicians picking them out of a catalog saying somewhere, okay, well, how about a white Christmas tree with some blue lights.
Ooh, we need some of those.
Right, so they just kind of make everybody mild. Some people mildly happy, some people very happy, and some people mildly upset, and some people very upset.
I tend to think with, this tragedy of the commons known as public property, that you either, let everybody have whatever kind of display they want on it, or you got nobody having any sort of display on it. I don't think there should be any kind of middle
ground. Absolutely, I agree.
Well, I'm big on correctness, but not big on political, so I think that people would be best if they just organized themselves, put up whatever displays they wanted.
The church has always had the best displays. The churches always have the best displays. I mean, they got the most lights, they got the most stuff, and those are the ones worth looking at.
Thank you, Tim, for the call and the thoughts. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Hour number two is on the way. You can bring up anything you want. 1-855-450-3733. Plus, Derek J. has a pretty exciting announcement coming up tonight.
Woohoo!
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.